Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, December the 14th of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And it's so good to be with you as we're getting close to Christmas. Christmas is a week from Saturday, and looking forward to it. And of course, it's the celebration of our Savior's birth, who was born unto us as a star, and that's ultimately what Christmas was. Good to be with you tonight. Sorry about last night. We just had some things. Tomorrow night might end up being possibly a mini show. We'll see how that will turn out. I will be in Toledo, Ohio tomorrow working on Christmas shopping, as the last few years generally I've been going to Toledo on a certain day usually to do some Christmas shopping. And I'll be doing that tomorrow with Franklin Park Mall, one of the best malls in the area, in my opinion. It does have a Chick-fil-A in it, and what can go wrong there? Of course, nothing. And I do honestly enjoy that mall. It's one of my favorites. It's kind of like what a mall's supposed to be, I feel like. But I just do feel like it's a bit of everything, a bit of this, a bit of that. Has a Chick-fil-A in it. Used to have a Taco Bell in it, but unfortunately that closed. As to why it closed, I don't know. Maybe they put it back in. I hope so. But there's a couple of different clothing places too that are down there that I like going to, that we like, me and my mom like going to do our shopping for Christmas. Also, I will probably be going to Waffle House and or this diner that I really like called Schmucker's, that has very good food. I also really enjoy their pies there at Schmucker's in Toledo. So, as for tomorrow night, we'll see. I really do want to do one. I just don't know at this time in what form that it will be, that I will be doing it. But I do want to do one, a broadcast tomorrow. But just don't know at this moment in what form. And then next week, we'll be continuing on with Christmas, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Continuing on with the carols, of course, and, you know, teaching on Christmas and what have you. As I said a little bit ago, you know, for Christians, Easter is very important, extremely important, just like Christmas. Because remember, without Christmas, the birth of Christ, which by the way is actually Christ Mass, without Christmas, you could have no Easter. As in, of course, Jesus had to be born in order to have died on the cross for us. So, because what if he hadn't been born? What if Mary and Joseph didn't do the things that they were supposed to do? What if? So for anyone to say, oh, Christmas is overrated, Christmas stuff. No. Nope. Nope. It's important. It is. And so so anywho, I was just thinking here. So I have been listening to some parody Christmas songs over the years, and there's some funny, different funny ones. I like this. I even like this guy. This family's called the Holderness family. You can look them up on YouTube. They do all kinds of different parodies of different songs. In the last few years, they've also been doing a few Christmas ones. And one of them this year was about, like, imagining how the Hallmark Christmas movies, if they were musical. And people can make it sound like all Hallmark Christmas movies are the same. To that, I would say, I don't know. I don't know. But will I be watching a Christmas movie tonight? Well, I want to when I get to my parents' house. But there's also a certain Christmas light display that I might want to look at tonight. I don't know. Well, there's something related to Christmas. As I said before, it's one of those times of year that I put a lot into it. Yeah. So, we'll see. Just to give you a heads up, we're driving. So, just don't be afraid. Don't be worried, because I'm still going. At one point I'll be getting from this car to my mom's car. Yeah. That's kind of the giveaway. Heads up. And then as I said a little bit ago, next week we have getting into Christmas. And I'm excited about that. And it's not like, oh, I'm excited for the season to be over. It's more like you get excited as it approaches. Do I want it to be over? No. No, I don't. I always feel like Christmas season always goes by much too fast. And for those of you who disagree, I would want to know why. But just out of curiosity, why would you want it to go by even quicker? And to be honest with you, I wish Thanksgiving was a week earlier. Because that way you could have as many as 40 days of Christmas time instead of as few as 27 days. So, as I would say, how many days you have, it does make a difference. It does. But so, we do, so we'll have, you know, our word. After we sing, we'll have our word, and what I'm going to be talking about tonight is the five reasons why Jesus came to the earth. And then we will have our sports, as we're going to be talking about sports because we didn't have our show last night. So that's something to keep in mind. But, so, I do want to remind you also, this has been brought to you by your local McDonald's, where in participating markets, you can go through your local McDonald's and grab a holiday pie. I like to call it a Christmas pie, though. What it is it's pie with custard filling instead of apple pie. It's custard filling. Doesn't that sound good? Have you had those? Sandra, have you had the holiday pies from McDonald's? What?
I don't eat pie.
Ooh, why?
I don't like the texture.
Okay. No apologies. No need to apologize, I mean. Obviously, everybody will think of it differently.
Are they good?
Yes, they are. They are good. You can go grab a holiday pie at your local McDonald's. Nope, like vanilla custard, and they are super good. Of course, price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. Maybe if you're in Ohio, tax doesn't apply. I hope it doesn't if you get it to go. Because that's one of the things I do like about Ohio, to be honest with you folks, is how you can get it, tax-free from fast food places if you say you're getting it to go. Of course, unless you get a soda. I still get the soda. Now, moving on, I do want to remind you folks really quick. I want to remind you to please go to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. It's about how gracious God has been. The story of God, whom my mom could not see, but strongly believed in. And I have to tell you, it really is a great read. It'll be a blessing unto you if you decide to read it. My hope is that you do decide to read it. So you can give the book a good read. And that website is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Not Rivers, R-Y, but Rivers, R-I. You can avail yourself to that. I also real quick want to remind you about our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow into the Miracle Man Show. And you can be a blessing that way by sowing a seed into this program. And every time you sow a seed, I pray over it. I call it blessed. And I really do. It's not just something I say. I call your seeds blessed whenever you sow a seed, whenever I get notified that someone sowed a seed. You for whatever it is that you're believing for. And when you're on that website, paypal.com, you check in, you type in Rivers Shukla, I-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So please keep that in mind. And the verse I want to sow into you is, God loves a cheerful giver. And he truly does. He truly does love a cheerful gift. Yeah, and it's not just something that say. Okay, God bless you as you give. We're now gonna get into Christmas songs. Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by jolly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe, it's hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and you didn't hear. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see as the moon tries to stop. Walking, rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree and the Christmas tree. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see as me stop. Walking around the Christmas tree and later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, deck the holly deck. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree and the holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord? Could one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day water? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? Where is she? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Hey, Cassandra. So I'll see ya. What'd you say, Cassandra? Cassandra. What'd you say? Sorry about that. We're just figuring something out. I will be right here. So I don't know why on earth we are having issues with double echo. But we are. And hey, Cassandra.
Yeah.
So I'll see ya. So when you gonna see me?
Friday.
What time?
5:00 to 8:30.
So Cassandra, you gonna be ready to rock out? Because you're not, because that's up. Okay. So you'll be having a good one. Sorry about that. Trying to figure out what to do so that I don't have problems with double echo. Why do I have double echo? Mom, I'm having like double echo, triple echo right now. I'm so sorry about that, guys.
I'm sure I will.
I'm terribly sorry about this double echo. To the point where I'm going to be sing this whole song, so restart the song all over again.
Oh, good.
Without this silly, dumb double echo that I now don't have. And let me make sure that I'm still live. I really should be, and if I'm not, I'm so sorry. But let me just check this thing real quick. Oh, good. I am live. Thank you. All right, now that we are in my mom's car, we are going to start this whole song all over again, this Mary Did You Know, all over again, from the top right.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Mary Did You Know. Wait a minute. Before I sing it, I'm going to talk to you a second. What does this song mean? When we sing a lot of these spiritual Christmas songs, they preach. It's like, in a way, they preach. those other songs like Winter Wonderland and Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Jingle Bells. All these different, bells are ringing, blue Christmas, all that kind of stuff, those are songs about different aspects of Christmas, and that's all good. But when we sing these songs, like Mary Did You Know, like Silent Night, like come let us adore him, / oh come all you faithful, whatever you want to call it. When you sing these songs, and Away in a Manger, the First Noel, songs like that, think about. What do these songs mean? This Mary Did You Know song, the story behind it is like that those prophets prophesied to Mary about what Jesus would do. They were prophesying, like what we read in Luke. What we read in Luke the other night. And what I imagine we'll read again next week. About what they said that Jesus would do. And that he would walk on water and all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that the prophet said, that Zechariah said, I mean, that Gabriel said to Mary that Jesus would do. So that is exactly. So when we sing songs like Mary Did You Know, it's not just some nifty Christmas song to try to be spiritual. No. Just what I was trying to do there, was just trying to get you to think about when we sing these songs like Mary Did You Know and what happened. What does it represent? So, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation, as Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, thank you, Lord. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God is
sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, right, for the triumph of the sky. An angelic host proclaim, hearken to the newborn king. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Chosen to celebrate your birth. Even though there's consensus as to what month you were actually born. But on here we've chosen that it was December. And we thank you, Lord God, for your birth, for what you're doing in us right now. I'm so grateful to you, Lord God, that you're not a baby anymore. And we honor you. We praise you. We give glory and honor and praise unto your name. And I pray, Lord God, that we would not forget about you on your birthday. May we not forget about you on your birthday and get distracted by these other things and all this other stuff that might be but thank you, Lord God, for what your birth represents for us as Christians. And I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Thank you, Lord God, that you heal our bodies and you strengthen our bodies. You heal our minds. Whatever we have need of. Thank you that you're meeting the needs of every person tonight on the show. That you're healing their bodies. And I thank you, Lord God, that tonight, that every person who is listening to the show has come with ears ready to receive from your great word tonight what you have for them as we study your word and why you came to this earth. And I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in these listeners. Now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, that finances come in. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great Miracle Man program in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Hallelujah. and I want to encourage you, please, whatever I do for the next little bit, pay attention. Follow along with us. And whatever I do here, you do there. That's how you're going to get the most out of the program. And I want to begin starting with verse chapter 18. Matthew 1:18, NIV. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Or we could also say it. Now the birth of Jesus Christ went like this. Jesus' mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. But Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and he said, Joseph, thou son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from who? Oh, at home, I couldn't hear you. Because what is conceived in her is from who? The Holy Spirit. That's what you were supposed to say, Mom, and you fell asleep. Yeah. Because sometimes, that was why I did that.
Oh, that's funny. I won't do it.
Yeah, that was why I did. That was why I did that, because like when Pastor does it.
Oh, that's great.
The Lord appeared to him in a dream, and he said, "You're the son of David, and your wife is from the Holy Ghost. She will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Pause. That is one of the five reasons that Jesus came to this earth, was to save his people from their sins. We'll come back to this in a bit, but for right now, we'll continue reading. All this took place to fulfill what was said by the Lord through the prophet, the virgin, Mary, will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Let's begin by looking at the first passage of chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time the king Herod the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born, king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and I've come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. in Bethlehem and Judea, they replied. For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him, and then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, incense, and myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So, what you see happened is, so Mary, Jesus was born to Joseph and Mary. Mary had been pregnant. Joseph was worried, like, I don't necessarily want to be married to a woman who wasn't out of wedlock. But you see, what it turned out was that Mary was impregnated by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. That was how she got pregnant. What was conceived in her was from the Holy Ghost. So then, Mary, you know, the child was born. But before he was, they were given that command, and it said, you shall have a son. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. There's two different reasons that he came to have to do with saving people. The first one is saving other people, saving those who are lost. And the other one we read about is saving his people, saving God's people, those who were already in covenant with God. Now, Dr. Barclay preached on this on Sunday and spent some time talking about his life and the different things that he used to do when he was younger, before he was saved. He wasn't doing those things because of his youth. He was doing those things because he was not saved. And obviously, I've done some things. Everyone's done some things. But I was dedicated at the Holy Altar and I haven't necessarily truly ran away from God. Obviously, maybe I had hotter periods, cooler periods, and what have you, but I never just totally escaped, ran away. That's a great testimony to have. Is one of the best testimonies you can have is that you've stayed the course. Because let me say, listen up, folks. It is not okay to start in light and end up in darkness. It's not permissible. It's not okay with God to do that. To start in light and then end up in darkness. If either one, it's better if you start. It's best of all if you don't end up in darkness either way. But it's better for you to start in darkness and end in light than for you to start in light and end in darkness. So, of course, there's the sins of commission, the things you did that were wrong, that you were not supposed to do. The Bible says, do not do it. You did it. There's also sins of omission. Do this. Didn't do it. Do this. You did this instead. Do this. This way. Nope. Did that instead. Do this. Nope. Don't. Did that instead. Those are sins of omission. There's a difference. So part of that can be like walking in unforgiveness toward your brother or sister or mom or dad or, you know, or whatever. Well, to be honest, no human is perfect. If we were all perfect, we'd be in heaven. We'd all be in heaven. But, you see, folks, one of the reasons he came was to save people from their sins. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Came to save his people. Came to save that which was lost. That was the first thing as for why Jesus came under the earth. And number two, Jesus came into the first one was to save others from their sin. Number two, to save his own people from their sin. Those who have accepted Jesus already into their life as their Savior. Oh, back it up for a minute. To number one, I need to say something about this. Folks, you can't go to heaven unless you know Jesus Christ personally as your Lord and Savior. Now, there might be a mercy rule that says if you died at a very young age and maybe you didn't have the chance to accept him, maybe you were before the age of accountability, that maybe you could still make heaven. But after that, if that is the case, what we do know is unless possibly if they're very young, but
after that, if you're born into this earth and you don't make Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're automatically bound for hell. You're automatically bound for hell. The will of God was that man would live together on earth and there would be no sin. But, you see, Adam and Eve broke that promise by eating an apple that they weren't supposed to eat from the tree, the forbidden fruit. I like to tease and say that it was actually a Reese's peanut butter cup. or something like that. I don't know. But anyhow, they ate the forbidden fruit, and part of the punishment was, you know, there was some punishment for Adam, but to Eve, it was, when you give birth, there'll be labor pains. That was part of the punishment. Man is still paying the price today for Adam and Eve's sin. And the price is, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't accept him, ask him to come into your life, and then decide to live for him, if you choose not to, if you do not ask Jesus Christ into your Lord and Savior, you go to hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And Jesus talked more about hell than he did heaven. Why? To try to warn us so that we wouldn't try to go there. And I'm telling you the truth. I'm not just making this stuff up. Jesus came to this earth to save people from that, so they didn't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell if you don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want. I certainly don't plan to go to hell. And when the last of the last days, who knows when he could come? Could be next week. Could be next month. Could be a year. Could be 5 years. 10 years. Could be tonight. Well, we know. Jesus said, well, you will not know the day or the hour. He said that. But he came to save people from their sin, others, people, their souls. Number two, he came to save his own people from their sins, his own people, to forgive them. Because Jesus said, the Bible says, all men have fallen short of the glory of God. Which means that even if you, after you've been saved, chances are you might have maybe said something you shouldn't have said, maybe did a certain thing the way God would have much rather you not do it, maybe told you to do something and you didn't hear it and you disobeyed, and maybe you didn't even do it on purpose. But then whenever that happens, we repent and we go on. He came to save his own people from their sins. And that was what we read tonight, Matthew 1:21. Number three. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Destroy the works of the devil. Then number four, John 10:10. Jesus came to give life and not just life, folks. Not just life instead of death. Life abundantly. Abundantly. And a couple few times this year I talked about heaps. That means heaps of life. That's part of heaps. Heaps. That means you live in health. You live in... the good life. Not a long life that's miserable. A long life that's fruitful. Because abundantly doesn't just mean in years. Because what if, say, you live to be 90 years old and this other person lives to be 75? And we'll say the one who was 75, though they died, they did so much more for God. They were healthy. They were prosperous. Compared to the person who lived to be 90, where there was all kinds of struggles, they didn't necessarily have everything. All right. Just talking about life abundantly. That's the fourth reason why he came under this earth, was to give us life. Life abundantly. Like I said, John 10, 10, 5, Isaiah 9, 6. Jesus came to establish governance. And it talks about how the government would be upon their shoulders. Oh, when it talks about the government, oh, that's not talking about Big Brother. If you've ever heard the phrase, Big Brother's watching. Uh-uh. Not talking about Big Brother. Whether you want to talk U.S., whether you want to talk Canada, whether you want to talk another country. No. It's talking about spiritual governance. It's talking about, like, protection of God. The right kind of government, it's not talking about boatloads of overreach. These governance that Jesus is talking about is to help us. It's to give us guidance. Because sometimes you'll go through some things in life that you might not know what to do without Jesus. And he can show you, he can help you. And he cares about you. And that's part of why in the church, you know, in these spirit-filled churches, you have these pastors and teachers. And the pastor has a responsibility to watch over you, to watch over the flock, the sheep of that fold. He has a responsibility to God to watch over. If you're in a good church, a good Bible-believing church, that's what that pastor will do. That's part of that system of governance that Jesus put into place. And so my hope is that maybe you'll get some questions from people as we go through the rest of the season. Maybe hopefully you'll get an opportunity to tell someone. Someone might ask questions, you know. What is all this about Christmas mean? Why did Jesus even come to this earth in the first place?
or if someone says, you know, what's the true meaning of Christmas? You can tell them, you know. It's called Christ Mass because it's about the birth of Christ. It's not called Family Mass, not called Gift Mass, not called Cookie Mass, Life Mass, Tree Mass, Mall Mass, you know, Gift Mass, one of these other things that, you know, Turkey Mass, you know, these different, these, no. It's called Christ Mass, which means that ultimately it's about the birth of Christ. Not about all these other things that have to do with things that you do over the holidays and, and I'm not saying that stuff is bad or any of that, but I'm just thinking about, you know, what Christmas is really about. And people are asking, what's the true meaning of Christmas? You can tell it's the true meaning of Christmas is about Jesus, who was born in a manger, in Bethlehem. He's not a baby anymore. And if you want to know why he came to this earth, then you can tell him. Well, he came to this earth to save you from your sin. He came to save your soul. You know, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, came to save your soul. He came to save his people from their sins, those who have accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Number three, you can tell him he came to destroy the works of the devil, the evil one. To destroy those works, all the different things that the devil did, Jesus came to destroy all that stuff. It's not good. I mean, it is good that he came to destroy that work. Number four, that he came to give life and life abundantly. And then number five, as we said, you can say, he came to establish governance. Like I said, good governance, like, that's for, like, pastors coming. He's not talking, that wasn't necessarily talking about, you know, politics. That's a whole different bowl of fish that I was not going to get into tonight. And I'm staying out of tonight, by the way. So that is why he came. Now, the star that they were following with the Magi, that star, folks, that star represents Jesus. It's that star of David. That's what that star represents. And he is the star. That bright morning star that they saw. That was shining in the east beyond them. That star was a ways away. But they saw it. And were going to worship Jesus and present gold, frankincense, myrrh, which all of those
have true meaning. True meaning behind them. They weren't just like, well, let's just see what kind of premium gifts we can give him who will do great things. No, it was to honor Jesus. It was to honor him. It represented honor. That's what it was about. And to think about your life as a Christian, it really should be an offering to Jesus. It should be an offering to Jesus. An offering. And I sang that song at church the other night, called Christmas Offer. And the meaning behind it, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Facebook.com and look up Rivers Joel Shukla or Julie Shukla, if you wish, and you can go find it. And it was me singing Christmas Offering, and it was, I'm real grateful that I had the opportunity, and it was, I felt like, I honestly listened to feel like God used me to do it. And my hope is that you hear it, that it'll make you realize, you know what, we are an offering. Yes, we bring an offering. We bring offerings, you know, when we sow tithes and offerings and that. But the truth is, we are an offering to Jesus. When we show up to church, when we read our Bible, when we pray, we're offering ourselves before the Lord. We're offering ourselves. That's an offering. And that's why you should be honoring him with your life. There are vessels of honor. There are vessels of dishonor. Do you want to be a vessel of dishonor? Nope. Oh, no, that's the right answer. I don't want to be a vessel of dishonor either. No, 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 no. Not me. I do not want to be a vessel of dishonor. I want to be a vessel of honor, not dishonor. I don't want the dishonor. I want to be the vessel of honor that I know that Jesus can use. That's really what I want for my life, is to be a vessel of honor. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we'd be able to tell other people about those five reasons why Jesus came onto the earth, what they represent for us. Yeah. How they can get saved, how they can get to know you if they don't know you. And I thank you, Master, your hand being upon us, what you're doing in each and every one of us tonight. And I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Thank you. Thanking you, Lord God, that we will be doers of your word and not hearers only. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. So the Lions on Sunday lost
38-10 to the Denver Broncos. And we were struggling with turnovers. Goff had like 3 different fumbles, and he threw an interception towards the end of the game, which did not help the cause. They will be trying again on Sunday with Seattle, who got a big win on Sunday, by the way, that Seattle did. Elsewhere, speaking of the Seahawks, they bested the Houston Texans 33-13. Cowboys got a win over the Washington football team 27-24. To me, that team will always be the Redskins. I find no problem with the name Redskins whatsoever. But to each their own, to be honest, to each their own. The Buccaneers get a win. You also had the Atlanta Falcons get a good win over the Carolina Panthers. And the NFC South could still go kind of either way, Atlanta or New Orleans, or Tampa Bay could win it. I honestly think Tampa Bay will win it, as long as they can just keep it going. Pistons continue to struggle with losing. They lost their 12th straight. I really wish they would win soon. Red Wings, a couple days ago, they lost 7-3 to the Colorado Avalanche in Denver. They had won 5 in a row, only to lose 2 in a row after the winning 5 in a row. Actually, they had lost 3 in a row and had given up in each of those losses on average at least 5 goals per game. Which, if they want to be a team that will soon start going to the playoffs, they need to start winning hockey games, and when they lose, not give up so many goals. And so, in hockey and basketball of high school nature, you had Midland fall to Mount Pleasant on Tuesday and then beat Bay City Western Friday. I forget who the Chemics are playing tonight, but Friday is the big crosstown rival. Both the boys and the girls taking on the Dow High Chargers at Dow High this round, because in late January they will be at Midland High taking on the Chargers, but this Friday night they will be at Dow High. Because it's basketball, they play more games. And as I said, I will be there to watch the games. Dow Band will be there. Obviously, the Midland Band won't be there because it's at Dow. And it's in the gym, so it's not like it's as big as the football field. But so you have that. And then college football. You have Michigan to play Georgia on New Year's Eve. And will Michigan win?
Well, I'm going to pick that game when the time comes, when it comes time to win it. Right now, the way I see it, it could honestly go either way. I honestly believe the winner of this game will very much likely, I would say a 90% chance, 80 to 90% chance they're going to play Alabama. I think Alabama will be the team to beat. So, folks, until next time, God first, God always, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody. And Merry Christmas. God bless you.